When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 1991, they stopped the music. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1991 brought us Operation Desert Storm and Lollapalooza, but a unique, ill-fated concert made 1991 a strange year. The Sisters of Mercy and Public Enemy Tour, July 1991. The recession in the early 90s hit the American public hard, and one of the ways many people found to cut costs was to stop going to concerts. This came on top of rising ticket prices, and the first time that Lollapalooza was ever held in the States gave concertgoers the opportunity to see more than just one act, and for a lot of them, making more sense than only going to one concert. One band in particular saw this as an opportunity to take advantage of America's growing interest in different genres and styles of music, and they decided they were going to put together a lineup that would shock both the audiences and the people in the industry, whether they liked it or not. That band was the Sisters of Mercy. In their own words to describe themselves, "We are a rock and roll band, and a pop band, and an industrial groove band. We are intellectual love gods. We make records, sometimes. We play concerts, sometimes." But if that wasn't enough context for you, the Sisters of Mercy are a rock band from Leeds, England, who were at the height of their fame during the mid-1980s to early 1990s. They actually only dropped off people's radars around the early 90s because they stopped producing new records to protest their record company, which may give some of you an idea of where we're headed with this tour. The Sisters were already a huge success in Europe and were looking to build on that and create a bigger fan base in America, and they reached out to a rather unlikely group to help them do that. In the summer of 1991, the Sisters of Mercy teamed up with Public Enemy to try to bridge the gap between them and the American audiences. But before the tour had even kicked off, there were problems on the horizon. More on that after this break. The rap group Public Enemy were both wildly successful and equally as notorious, especially known for their strong political messages. "It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back" was the first ever hip-hop album to top the Village Voices, Paz and Jop critics poll. But back in 1991, the Sisters of Mercy record label was uneasy about the whole tour. They were concerned over differences not only in the styles of music, but in the major fan bases of both groups. They were afraid that putting the Sisters of Mercy, predominantly white audience, in the same venue as Public Enemy's predominantly black one, and then it might create tensions and pressured the bands to call the tour off. The Sisters decided they were going to go ahead with the tour anyway, and Public Enemy's Chuck D had this to say: "When's the last time you went to a concert and were shocked? Rarely does the crowd get fucking taken aback by a combination. All the bands, which included post-punk icons Gang of Four, were determined to go ahead, but the Sisters of Mercy record label's concerns were shared by many, and the band struggled to book venues. Venues that would agree to let them play were either on the outskirts of towns and did very little promotion for the concerts, leading to even poorer ticket sales in a time when it was already difficult to get audiences to come to concerts. Seeing the writing on the wall, the tour was canceled, with six concerts in major cities like Houston, Dallas, and Los Angeles still left on the schedule. Out of the 21 scheduled dates, only 12 of the shows happened. Both bands cited racial discrimination and racially charged political motives as the major reasons why the tour failed. But the media told a different story. The Chicago Tribune described the mismatch of styles as the main reason why either band failed to make a connection with audiences. Quote, "The Sisters of Mercy wallows in the horror and illogic of the world, while Public Enemy tries to make sense of it and shake things up. The result was a fascinating cultural event and a frustrating concert in which the group's disparities became more apparent than any shared bond." According to the New York Times, quote, "Although Sisters of Mercy topped the bill, part of the audiences left after Public Enemy finished. Each band was blunt and focused, but disappeared after its set. If the musicians really wanted to suggest a new community, they might consider playing the finale together." According to Sisters of Mercy singer Andrew Eldritch, had his own thoughts about the tour and the reviews it received. Quote, "I thought it might be interesting. Unfortunately, it was too interesting for America. America's got a big problem with anything that's too interesting, particularly when it's black and white. So it didn't go as well as it might have done. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year." So
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.